women living with HIV, it's really hard more than men, because we have a lot of discrimination more than men. We have a lot of difficulties in assessing the health sectors also, health treatment also. We have a lot of problems there.
Why is there more discrimination?
Because of the gender inequality. Like the woman, as a young woman, when people are noticed we are HIV positive, they ask me that, where do I get HIV? But mostly men, they don't ask that question. And they treat me like that I'm really, really sexual active. That's why I become HIV. That's a question. And they are treat me and judge me like that.
It must be terrible to live with that sort of discrimination and stigma.
Yes, sometimes I try to commit suicide too. And sometimes I feel, when at the first I know my status, I'm really depressed and shocked, because when my husband is know I'm HIV positive, he's kicked me out from the house. And then it's very, very difficult life. And I'm really young, and I don't know about the HIV. I didn't get information when I was young, when I was youth. And it's really hard to handle by myself. But luckily, I got the support from my family. That's why I become activist in the youth level.
What did you say to your husband when he forced you out of your home?
When I know my HIV status, I told my husband, I feel like that I got HIV from him, because I don't know where did they got. And then, but he's reacting me like the, I'm flirting with another people. And then, yeah. It's really hard to accept our status. So I really understand why he is denying his status. But if I'm not getting married, I won't find out my status, because it below 18 years old, they have to take the parent consent in our country. But imagine that if you were need to test HIV, it's really hard for the young people. It's really hard to take a parent consent, because most of the parents are, they didn't aware about the sex education.
You work with a number of organizations which are helping women like yourself. Do you think you're making enough progress?
In the HIV issues, there's a woman who didn't get a livelihood support and don't have a skills development. Like example, after my husband is left, I'm with my kids. I have to take care of my kids, and I have to earn money for education, for my kids' education, and for ourselves too. But I don't have a skills.
Is this perhaps an area where the United Nations can contribute?
I think so. If they try to find a way, there's a way. If they listen my speech, they will understand what they can do.
Do you think the international community is hearing what you're saying? Do you think they understand your position?
Yes, they will. They will. Because they know more than me. And then I speak it out not from my voice. I speak it out from my heart. And they will understand what I want. And I hope that they will take these opportunities on this, what I'm saying.
And do you see any changes happening? Is the situation improving for women with HIV?
Yes, women and HIV, it's a little bit more improved. But what I mentioned about the livelihood and the skills development, they don't improve.
What's your message to other young women like yourself?
I want to say that before I know my status, I'm uneducated, I have a low self-esteem, I'm a vegetable seller in the roads, and then my husband is kicking me out. I have a lot of difficulties, but I didn't depress. I'm living positively, and I have accept my status, and I take a treatment. I know my status earlier, and I can treat HIV earlier. The young women also, they can become like me. I'm helping another people. I live my life for HIV community. That's why I become more healthier, more than another positive people. They can become like me.